Hey, this is Kari Payton. I'm Cyborg from Teen Titans and Injustice and Injustice 2. And you're listening to The Night Nerd. So keep listening. Booyah!
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Friday, so we're going to talk about what you want to talk about. All week, we've been looking at werewolves, and after this week, I have a pretty newfound appreciation for werewolves. I think they're really neat, super underrated, and not a whole lot, you know, going on for them. So I look forward to, like, tracking down and finding more werewolf stuff. But today, I had some people, some of my close friends, asking about not just werewolf, but wolf movies. And I have to talk about this movie. I can't do a week pertaining to any kind of wolf without talking about one of my all-time favorite movies, and that is Brotherhood of the Wolf. This movie is a French movie, originally released in 2001, called Le Pet de Loup, and it is phenomenal. My friends and I loved this movie so much that back on the original Xbox, our Halo 2 clan was called Le Pet de Loup, the Brotherhood of the Wolf, because this movie is just phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. The cast is great. It's directed by Christophe Gans, starring Samuel Beaune, Vincent Cassel, Monica Bellucci, Jeremy Renier, Mark Dacascos, all sorts of people. And it's just such a cool, cool movie. Here in our small West Texas town, we actually got it for a couple of days and were able to see it in theaters and then bought it, you know, on DVD when it came out. And it's so amazing. Won all sorts of awards and everything. The story is loosely based on the legend of the Beast of Gévaudan. And the Beast of Gévaudan is a wolf, or possibly a wolf, that killed lots and lots of people in the mid to late 1700s. He was described as a wolf, but like the size of a calf, like almost as big as a cow, and that it was just huge. And it was red with like black streaks in the fur, and it was, yeah, amazing. According to the real story, studies have shown that it attacked over 200 victims, with 113 deaths, 49 injuries, and of those 113 deaths, 98 of the victims were partially eaten. So that's a lot, if you think about it. It terrorized the French countryside starting in 1764 and going all the way to 1767. So in 3 years, it did a lot of damage. And there were stories of people who, you know, we're able to keep it at bay, you know, save it off, scare it, not necessarily scare it away, but just attack it until it went away. That's how hardcore this thing was, is even when people were shooting at it, it wouldn't go away. And so they called in some professional wolf hunters to try and, you know, take it down. And they killed a wolf that was almost 6 feet long, weighed over 125 pounds, which, if you think about a wolf, you know, they're normally like mid-dog size, so that is massive for a wolf. But then, even after that happened, there were more deaths, like over a dozen more. So that wasn't it. They later would finally, you know, in 1767, kill a wolf that was supposedly killed with a silver bullet. So that, it ties into our werewolf stuff. And when they opened it up, there was human remains in its stomach. Now, there's been a lot of theories and things about, oh, it could be, you know, half of this kind of dog and half wolf, and it was this guy's hunting dog and wore a special pelt, but there's really not anything. I mean, a lot of it goes up to mass hysteria, but mass hysteria only gets you so far when you're looking at destruction on that scale and of that magnitude. It is insane. And in the movie, Brotherhood of the Wolf, it kind of plays off of that. And these guys go out and they're going to kill this wolf. Because even back then in the real story, there was a bounty on the wolf where if you killed it, you got all sorts of good stuff. And they go through, and it turns out there's like this whole cult and there's more than one and kids and just, I don't want to give away too much, but it gets insane and just really throws you for a loop. If nothing else, watch it for the opening scene or just go to YouTube and look up Brother of the Wolf opening fight scene, rain, and this scene in the rain, it'll make you want to watch the whole movie. I don't care. If you're not a subtitle person, you can watch it dubbed. Not my preference of watching it, but still incredibly enjoyable. This was one of my first exposures to modern French cinema. And seeing these guys hunt down this wolf and track this wolf, I couldn't look away. It was just absolutely amazing. So that's going to be it. Like I said, I just can't talk wolves and werewolves without talking Le Pec de Loup, The Brotherhood of the Wolf. It is beautiful and well acted. Rotten Tomatoes, I only agree with them if they think, well, even if they think a movie's good, there's some good bad movies that they think are good. But if you go by Rotten Tomatoes, it's 72%, which is really good. Ebert gave it 3 out of 4 stars. Pretty much everybody said it is great. And no matter what, there's a lot of versions, no matter which one you watch, it's really good. It won all sorts of awards overseas. And if you like, I wouldn't necessarily say it's a horror movie. It's more of a thriller style with a little bit of horror mixed in. And yeah, it's just absolutely wonderful. So go out, rent it, find it, buy it, do whatever you need to. Brother of the Wolf, based on the Legend of the Beast of Gévaudan. And yeah, it's just great. Absolutely great. So let us know if you've seen it. If you've seen it and love it as much as we do, you can let us know in the comments here below or on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. We just posted a new YouTube video, so go check that out. Just look for The Night Nerd. We're out there, and we'd love to hear from you. And when I say we, not just me, everybody on the network. We also have the guys over at Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, and we all team up to do our family sounds. Blah Blah has a big Grant Morrison versus Alan Moore show coming up this week that they're really excited about, and you should tune in Sunday night to check that out. It's going to be phenomenal. If you're listening to us on SoundCloud or Google Play, make sure that like, comment, share, subscribe, and leave us a good review. Reviews are how we do our contests and get cool stuff. Right now, over on our Facebook page, we're giving away an SNES Classic for free. So make sure you go check that out. Facebook.com/TheNightNerd. Just like the page, share it, get all your friends to like it, and you can win an SNES Classic. So we're really excited about that. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you want to talk to me directly, you can email me, thenightnerd@outlook.com, or just nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I respond to each and every single email. I love hearing from everybody. But that's going to be it for us this week. Thank you all so much for listening. Again, I'm Lance. Have a happy, safe, and fun weekend. And join us next week when we're going to talk about haunted houses. Ooh, spooky.